The BBC presents Vintage Goons, another in the series of programs first broadcast to British listeners in 1954.
And now, listeners, this is Neddy Seagoon speaking with the new electric microphone, folks.
Hello, folks.
Hello, folks. Can you hear me, folks? Then listen to the mystery as told by the man in black.
Thank you. Actually, I'm not the man in black. The truth is, I am Guinness, the man in the white suit. But on the way here, I fell down a curl hole. This gentleman here is my secretary.
You fell down a curl hole too, then?
Man, I did not.
Silence, Ellington.
Yimbumbalaboo.
Another whitewash brush to you. Not in these trousers, mate. Now then, pray silence as we tell the story of the missing Prime Minister of 1953. It was midnight on Christmas Eve, 1953. Inspector Seagoon was checking with a policeman on the beat. Good evening, Constable and Law Guardian.
Oh, good evening, Inspector, mate.
Anything all right at number 10? Wait! Where's your hairy helmet gone?
The Prime Minister knocked it off with a snowball.
Did he? He will get promotion for this.
Oh, tar, just in time for retirement.
Keep up the good work.
Yes, I will.
That was at midnight. Then at 1200 hours...
Hello, Jean.
Who is that?
This is the Bow Street Police Station speaking. Speaking!
What a clever police station.
You'll get a punch up the conch, Jim. Right up the conch. Hear the conch.
Withhold your two-octave conch punch while I unfurled a tale of a certain story.
I'll take everything down, Jim.
Don't do that, you'll catch cold.
Oh. What's your name, sir?
It's Mr. Avery T. Deacon Harry.
I'll just write that down. Avery T. Deacon Harry. What's the T for?
Tom.
Oh, I see. Every Tom Deacon Harry. Now, sir, what's the trouble?
10 Downing Street is gone, Daddy. It's not there.
What do you mean, gone? What do you mean, gone? What do you mean, gone?
I'll tell you. In between numbers 9 and 11, there is a blank space.
Nothing there.
Nothing save a space between 9 and 11.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, why?
It's just dropped off.
I see. Well, don't wake it up then.
That was at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
At 2:15, Inspector Seagoon received a report of a mysterious phone call.
Good.
It says the man claims 10 Downing Street is missing. Close, we'd better drive up there.
What for?
I want to look round.
But you already look round. Oh, I haven't fun tonight.
Yes. Is your squad car handy?
Yep, I tuned the engine myself and I can get an extra 2 miles an hour out of her.
How fast did she go before?
She ain't never been before.
In that case, I'll walk. It'll be quicker.
All right, then you walk. I'll drive the car on you walk. Melt you. You'll see you get there first.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, my good man. Goodbye, then. Goodbye.
Ow!
Okay, wait. Okay. Inspector?
Yes?
When you get there, wait for me.
On arrival at Downing Street, Inspector Seagoon was horrified.
Yeah, I got there first.
Number 10 what? Downing Street was missing.
Oh.
The area was soon alive with CID men. The duty constable was closely questioned, and questioned.
Yes, well, I was tied up, Inspector, and then they gagged me with this. They got it from... 10 Downing Street.
Ah, oh, hand towel.
Yeah, they stuffed it in my mouth.
I see.
Well, sir, it's like this, you see. At 12:30, a monster lorry pull up outside. 10 men jump out and wallop me on the head. I turned round to see who it was, and wallop, wallop on my head again. I stood up, you see, have a quick barter, no one there, and wallop, wallop, wallop all on my head. As I took out my notebook, all official, like, wallop, wallop, wallop on my head, all wallops all over my head. And then I...
Yes, yes, yes. But did you notice anything about these men?
Yes.
What?
I noticed they kept walloping me on the head.
To your knowledge, the Prime Minister was in the house.
Yeah, and when I come the house was gone.
The Prime Minister gone? He's got to be found quickly.
Inspector, I found these lying in the road.
Ah, a pair of gloves, eh? These may help us.
What's up, sir?
They don't fit me. Where's the ace cardboard detective?
I heard you come, make a day. Sings new signature tune. Give your command and it will be done. I will not flinch from my duty. I stand ready.
Blue Bottle, have these gloves analyzed at once.
It shall be done, my cousin, with all speed. I go. Farewell.
Stout lad. Sergeant Max Gilray. See what you can make of this small blunt instrument.
I'm back in the return. I'm back. Points at own face.
Well,
I will tell you. These gloves, what I have got, have been thoroughly analysed at a laboratory.
And?
We have ascertained the exact type what is there.
Good. What type are they?
They're what you wear on your hand.
Blue Bottle, I am proud here and now to give you the rank of Constable First Class. Just stand at this springboard.
Hey! Hey, darling, in that water.
You're running, aren't you? Hey! Farewell, cruel world. Sink slowly into underpants.
He's upset about something, Sergeant.
Yes, still, Inspector. While the police force have men like Blue Bottle, what have they got to worry about?
Men like Eccles.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Men like Eccles.
Women like Eccles, too.
How? Oh, Eccles, what's the exact time?
The time? It's getting on.
Thank you.
Stop.
Now, gather around, everyone.
I'm everyone.
The rhubarb. Men, this is the position. Someone claims that they saw a large lorry with what looked like 10 Downing Street strapped to the back. So we intend a set of police and military roadblocks on all main roads. Shut up, everybody. Find squad cars and stop all. Slow down to this corner, Blue Water.
Hello. Hello. Policeman Eccles calling. Inspector Seagoon's car.
Hello, Eccles. Seagoon answering, over.
Inspector, I think I'm onto something. I've been tailing a car up the Great North Road for the last 30 miles, and it looks very suspicious.
Overtake him at once.
But he's doing 100 miles an hour.
Well, try and pass him.
Well, I'll try, but he's got the advantage over me.
Why?
He's in a car. I'm walking.
You've got boots on?
I got boots on,
well, none of these silly excuses. Get that car.
Okay, over and out.
Right now. Have a Blue Bottle. How's the time going?
It's going tick-tock, tick-tock, tick.
That's for the same make as mine. Mine goes tick-tock, too.
Mine doesn't go tick-tock, too. Mine just goes tick-tock, tick-tock. Tick. Someone hit me with a brick. Oh, yeah. Face turns green, ears fall off. Legs turn to jelly and go cross-eyed with agony. Face on soft part of ground.
Blue Bottle, are you hurt?
Hello, calling Inspector Seagoon.
Oh, blah. Hello, Eccles, what is it?
Good news, I stopped that car.
How?
I threw a brick at the driver.
You threw a brick?
Just a minute. Oh! Okay. I just threw another brick at his mate.
Eccles, you idiot!
Hello, Inspector.
5 in the morning, there was still no news of the missing Prime Minister or Number 10 Downing Street. Finally, the BBC, after high-level consultations, decided to broadcast the following bulletin to the nation.
Owing to frost, the swimming gala at Lord's Cricket Ground has been postponed. In its place, you can hear Hamlet on Ice. It helps to keep it fresh.
Pick that radio thing up, will you? That's better. Oh, stuck out here at 5 in the morning in charge of a military roadblock. What a laugh. Still duty before pleasure. Now, let me see, men. Yes, I'll pay pontoons only. Let's be having you now. Come along. Never mind, lads. Never mind. Let's have another round.
Not for me, sir. Skint.
No money?
No.
Rattle me, Gronkus. Get outside on guard. You military fool. How dare you play cards when you should be at your post? Your duties, quick, march. Left, right, left. Come along. Pick him up. Now put him down again.
Sir, there's somebody creeping about outside.
What? Give me my pistol. Sword, hand me that rifle, steel helmet, and that hand grenade, breastplate and armor shield. Right. Now, Private Bob, take this stick and go and see who it is. While I have my photo taken under the bed.
Right, sir. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
Anybody out there in the dark?
There, Bob. Is there anybody there?
No, sir, not a soul.
Then I'll take charge of this. Come on out and fight, you out there in the dark. Go. I say, you're sure there's nobody out there, huh?
I'm positive.
Right. Come on, you cowards. Come and fight. Oh, that scares him away. You've run away, haven't you?
Oh, no, I...
Oh! Mister, open the door, let me in.
I can't, I'm in the bar.
Let me in.
I'm sorry, all vacancies are filled.
You can have 10, Bob.
Thank you, Major. I was so frightened out there.
Man, so was I.
Hands up or I shoot.
Hey, don't point that thing at me.
You feel no pain. It's not loaded. Now, who are you? What do you want?
Me, man? Well, I just dropped off a lorry.
You're not a spare tire, are you?
Oh, no. It was a lorry with a large building strapped on the back.
What? That might be Number 10 Downing Street. I must contact HQ at once. Bob, go and try and find the telephone. And you'll play there. You
will. All right.
Round the back for the branding.
At 6 in the morning, Private Bog approached a house in the shape of a plane. He had hopes of using the telephone. Inside, however, all was asleep.
What? Oh, drat it. The alarm clock again. Much too early, I wonder. Turn it off. Where's my spectacles gone? I think they were on the mantelpiece. I'll just feel along here. Oh, oh dear. Steady, Mr. Brown. Oh, dear. What have I done now? Oh, I mustn't wake Minnie up. Are you awake, Min? Are you calling, Min?
Yes, the alarm's going.
It's dark now, Min.
Turn it off, Henry.
I have turned it up. It stopped, Min. It wasn't going ring. It stopped, Min, I tell you. I turned it off, Min. Don't tell me what... It was off, Min. Don't have a caraway seed and shut up.
What are you saying, Henry?
It stopped now.
It stopped now, Henry.
No, it started again. It started, I tell you. It started, it's going ring. It is, I'm telling you. It is going ring, I can hear. There. Min? Madden Min? Where are my spectacles? Yes? Who's that at the door, eh? Whoever you are, speak through the litter box.
Is that
better? Yes, who are you, sir?
Well, I've come to ask if we can use your room because we've had a bit of trouble in...
Just please, Min, there's a man at the door. Yes, I didn't hear what
you... I said, could we borrow your telephone?
I can't see it, Min. I can't find where my spectacles are. What?
Hello? Can we borrow your telephone, please?
Did you say in my trousers, Min?
No, I said, can I borrow your telephone?
We haven't got a telephone.
We haven't got a telephone, agree. And I've
heard it ringing. That was the alarm clock ringing. Shut up, you rotten old fool, you. Yeah.
Can we borrow the telephone, please?
I tell you, this was not a good
telephone. We'd rather use the phone because...
Five 5:30 and Bog hasn't returned yet. Still too dark to see a thing.
Why, traveler, oh.
Fan me, Blinds. Who is it? Hands up.
I can't put my hands up. I'm...
Hands up or I fire. Now what's happened?
I was riding a bike.
Come here. Oh, flourish me, Fabula. Thank you. Who are you, you ragged-looking goon?
Oh, I'm the boy. I'm a policeman.
If you're a policeman, I'm Marilyn Monroe.
Whoa!
Put me down at once!
Wait a minute, turn around. You're not Marilyn Monroe.
I told you I wasn't. What a bitter disappointment to us both. Hold out your wrists. Now your ankles, your neck, and now into this iron cell.
Am I a prisoner?
Prisoner? What an imagination you have.
Well, I thought you were Marilyn Monroe. You can't have a better imagination than that, can you? Honey, why did you put all these chains on me?
Well, they suit you.
Oh.
I surrender.
Nichols.
Hey, it's...
Oh, it's Bradner. Nichols, what are you doing in that cell?
I'm not doing anything in it.
Thank heaven for that. Brunlock! Bad news.
What?
10 Downing Street and the PM are in front.
Oh.
Last reported traveling towards Paris. Army!
By 7 on Christmas morning, Paris was in France. So was Seagull. French police, ever willing, supplied flying squad transport.
I'm not driving too fast. Do you follow, am
I? I can't understand it. The French police have been most uncooperative. So very secretive, I'd say.
Yeah, bah. Well, these French are always trying to hide something.
Not in the Paris Vagier, eh, love? Please, Major, this is not the time to think of women.
What? Well, tell me where it is, will you? I'll be there.
Look, the train leads into that French bois.
He's right. Stop the car, Tecna.
Okay, whoa, boy. Whoa. Hold back, boy. Whoa. Good horse. Whoa, stop. Whoa. Hold back, boy. Stop. Whoa. Nice horse. Whoa. Whoa, horse. Whoa, horse. Stop, horse. Stop, my horse. Oh, no, no, no.
What a big lumbering idiot he is.
Don't speak to that horse like that.
I was speaking to you, you. Stop the animal.
You fools, that horse is a foreigner. Try shouting stop in French.
Oh, yeah. Stop in French. Stop. carpenter.
It's no good. We'll have to jump off.
Oh, I haven't got a parachute.
Yes, follow mine.
We bought them cook.
Never mind. Chaplain! You hurt yourself, Eccles?
Nope. Shall I jump again?
Save it for the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, Eagle. Through my telescope, I can see 10 Downing Street in the woods.
Let me observe. Good. It looks real close through this telescope.
It's miles away, really.
What, if it's nearer with the telescope, let's crawl to the telescope.
Brilliant, Eccles.
Yeah. Oh.
Right. Are we all through?
As far as being comics, yes.
What?
Silence, please, and keep your place. And your Hannigan Cobb. Up! Thank you.
During that brief pause, our heroes arrived at the door of missing number 10 Downing Street.
Yes?
My name's Siegel.
You must be a drummer.
I'm an inspector.
Well, of course, the drain's this way.
A police inspector, sir. I only inspect police. Now, tell us, is this place 10 Downing Street?
Who wants to know?
A police inspector by the name of Siegel.
Answer, man, answer. Remember, this sword is loaded, and so am I.
If you must know, the Prime Minister and the entire British Cabinet are in the next room debating certain affairs that they didn't wish the British people to hear.
So that's why they brought 10 Downing Street to France!
And there we conclude our story. There'll be a silver collection for the actors.
Stop! Wall, dear big fat Wall, you can't leave the British government in a wood in France, can't
you? Think of a better place to leave them, Gatto?
BBC recording program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacom, and Spike Milligan, with the manager quartet, Max Gilray, and the orchestra conducted by Wallace Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Kingsley, program produced by Roy Spear.